Welcome back. You're tuned into the Game Manx podcast, Saturday, September 20th, 2008, episode 11.
Yes!
So, you know, we're back.
Yo, I am full of energy this week, man. This is Boy Spacebars. I'm on it right now, man.
Okay. Why?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's a good day, man. It's sunny outside. It's a breeze blowing. I'm inside, but I'm saying, like, it's safe, you know?
Hit A.
Behind the scat, yeah, behind.
Straight up, man.
Scat still not found.
Scat is not found. Scat, tell him why you ain't found.
Man, Scat, I don't have the shit, you know. I don't have a mic.
Well, it's like, funny, I am at right now playing Halo, and we are getting our ass kicked 7-3.
Y'all suck.
Man, your boy True Talon do not suck. I'm the truth. Why do you think that true come from?
So Talon, what are you playing right now?
I am playing this, what's his name, this Halo, but in a bit, I will be trying to beta test SOCOM confrontation on PS3. Cause I'm about to cut this game off.
So I'm over here playing Street Fighter HD Turbo HD Remix.
Remix. This is the remix.
Space bars. While we tape this podcast.
I just got the Horby joystick off Amazon, so we'll be able to play testing. I literally just took it out the box, just configured my buttons. So
you know he got it backwards, people.
Yeah,
he got what backwards?
You know, you put the kicks on the wrong way, like usual.
Oh, the buttons.
Nah, yo, fresh
he's
out the
definitely
box.
Definitely getting like, his ass beat though. Up.
You know his configuration is all jacked up.
Oh, that's some bullshit, man.
He's definitely getting his ass beat though.
Yo, I'm not getting my ass beat, man. That's one game, man. Fuck you.
So hold on, let me turn the music down a little bit. So Chauncey, you're about to download that SOCOM beta. What episode of Core did you have to get access?
The June episode.
Okay.
And they say that when you download it, they will give you the beta code after that. And we are getting our ass kicked on Halo right now.
Y'all need me to join you, man. Seriously, like,
man, I don't know. You're getting your ass beat in Street Fighter, man.
Time out, man. Let me say something real quick before you start talking shit. Street Fighter, I'm all right in. I got a joystick, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to make it happen. I just got the joystick, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. But let me tell you something about Halo. Halo's my game, dude. Like, you don't know?
Look, last time we played, you know what was happening. I was end up saving the team.
You wasn't saving me. Hold up. Time out, man.
Keep it real, man.
I'm the Halo champ, dude. Woo! I don't know what I'm talking about. Time out, man. I'm talking. That's why I'm not playing Street Fighter right now, man.
You got hit with a super combo finish.
Go back, man. Yo, Chauncey, man. Some real shit, man. Seriously?
Let it go.
Time out, man. You're not saving me in Halo. Like, on some real shit. Like, you might be.
I'm gonna save your ass.
We gotta have a buzzer. Every time he says, on some real shit, we gotta go bling.
Come on, man. On some real shit, though. Like, you might be Captain Save-A-Ho in the Halo universe, but when it comes to me, man, I ain't no hoe, man. Not when it comes to Halo, man. That's my game.
Yeah, because you a hoe.
I'm beating bitches down in Halo, man. Straight up, man. Oh!
Granddad, you can't say Captain Save-A-Ho. Playing Captain Kirk.
Wow. That ain't me, man.
Nice. So,
straight up.
I'm downloading the Core issue right now, and that shit takes forever.
Yo, how long do the downloads take on PS3? Give me more things to hate on the PS3 about, like the level down.
Hate and more hate.
So hey, so after the last episode last week, did we talk about the new? Yeah, we did. We talked about the Street Fighter joysticks last week, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we mentioned it briefly.
Yeah. Because there was some other news that popped off after Like, it's just, it's funny that way, because it's like every time we tape an episode, right after the episode, there's some news that pops off, and you're like, oh, okay.
Couldn't talk about that.
Yeah, but, so, what was I saying? Damn, lost my train of thought. So, okay, let me break it down. On the topic of joystick,
ass whooped in Street Fighter right now.
I'm really not, dude. What are you talking about? So, on the topic of joysticks, since Spaceballs is getting its ass lit up with it,
pause.
The Street Fighter joysticks have 8 buttons, and I'm under the I don't understand why.
I look at it like this in my eyes. People like, you know, SNK games.
Right.
King of Fighters, cough 12, King of Fighters 12. You know, I don't like playing. I got to have my buttons going across, you know, for
right,
SNK
but even
game.
If you use, but it's a Street Fighter joystick. It's not a SNK right. joystick.
Classic 6 button.
Yeah. I don't
and
see
why. And
you
played Street Fighter 4, so you know. Right. Does it need 2 extra buttons?
Nah.
Bro?
No. I just don't see why. Like, more buttons is not better to me.
Woo!
And I don't think people who are casual players are going to say, oh, it has 2 extra buttons. I want it now. Like,
I won that match for the record.
You won that round, dude. What are you talking about? If I win this time, I'm going to have to continue this after the podcast because I'm being distracted. And there's important things that need to be touched on. But anyway, so I'm part of the contingency that's saying they need to go with 6 and not 8 buttons because I don't think extra buttons is going to make new players want to play it because 6 buttons is already a lot to a person who's not used to Street Fighter. Like, 6 buttons is a lot. Most casual players don't like too many buttons, and Street Fighter fans are going to want it to look classic, and 8 buttons is not classic. Like, it doesn't seem right. My analogy is like, it's like a Lamborghini that doesn't have doors that slide up. It's not a Lamborghini.
I want that.
Yeah, you did.
I'm starting to think because you know how all the Xbox joysticks, you know, them arcade joysticks and the PlayStation joystick, the SOCOM ones. I mean, not SOCOM, but the Soul Calibur ones only had 6 buttons on there, right?
Yeah.
Then what the hell is Capcom thinking?
That's what I'm saying. It's not a classic Street Fighter thing to have 8 buttons. Like, why would they do that? I don't get it.
I don't know, and Soul Calibur only used 4 buttons, too.
I mean, but on some real, like, seriously, they're probably thinking beyond just Street Fighter because, like, the other Horby stick I have, the one for the Wii, has 8 buttons. This one I have for Xbox has 6, though.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know if they're thinking about additional games, maybe Guilty Gear, or I don't know what
they're
thinking.
But why would you make an official controller?
Isn't it a Mad Catz controller?
It's licensed by Capcom, though.
Don't tell me it's made by Mad Catz. I ain't touching that shit.
Like, seriously, like, if I mean, Mad Catz may have had some control over that because, I mean, maybe other fighting games use the extra 2.
No, but check this out. Let's stick to the facts. The fact is, this is supposed to be the official Street Fighter 4 controller.
Mm-hmm.
They're making it so that it's like the arcade. It's supposed to be arcade perfect, but the arcade only has 6 buttons.
Right.
And I think that's sending out the wrong message. That's saying, the controller is not worthy enough for just one game. That's basically saying your game is not good enough to only buy this controller for that game. I don't think that's the right message to send out.
That's a way of looking at it, but it could also be like, you know, let's make sure this controller is useful for other games.
Why? Who cares?
You know, I'm buying this strictly for Street Fighter.
I got a Hori stick I'm about to hook up, so I don't even give a shit about that controller, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, that's like making an official Halo controller that you want to also make it work for a bunch of other different games. That's stupid. For your competitors' games? Why do you care about your competitors'
games? All right, so hold on. So what about the gamepad? What about the D-pad? That has just traditional 6 button, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, so clearly it's just, you know, it's just a... I don't know what the fuck it is.
Anyway, yeah. But anyway, move on.
Yo, I had to do it
Capcom,
again.
Man, I'm trying to hold you down, Capcom, but y'all not giving me much to work with. You should have just made a 6 button and called it a day. Straight up.
You digs.
Anyway, you under dig.
I just think that's saying that the game is not enough for the controller. Like, you know, you're gonna need to use this controller with other stuff. Like Street Fighter 4 is not worthy enough for you to spend your dough to buy a controller for it. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, so
you know what I think they could be doing it for? You know, for people to get the feel of Bionic Commando. You know, it used to be an arcade game before it was on Nintendo. It sucked too on the arcade.
Yeah, it did. That was the worst version.
Yeah.
But they got
I'm trying
the
to
new...
help you out, Capcom.
Yo, like, we're really trying to stick up for Capcom, but they're not really giving us much to work with.
You know, I mean, right now, fuck
well,
Capcom.
You know what? In their defense, they
Capcom.
Actually did a. I mean, you got to give them credit for actually, you know, greenlighting the project and actually coming out with a special arcade stick and control pads for the game because they didn't have to do that.
Oh, you know, there's gonna be regardless, though.
Yeah, they did it once before, but.
The anniversary controller.
Yeah. I mean, they still should get credit for actually doing it, you know what I'm saying? And putting real arcade parts in the joystick, so.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So, that new, this week, some new Gears of War 2 videos were revealed. Some, like, developer videos, like the one with the weapons.
What do you think about that?
I think it looks cool. I'll probably buy Gears of War 2, but to me, it's almost stereotypical in its gore, you know?
I'm not touching Gears of War.
It's extreme.
Whoa, hold on, you ain't touching it?
I'm gonna get it though. But it's so dark, dude. Like, it's such a man's boy's game, you know? It's like a dude's game. It's so, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, because I was on Gears like crazy.
I hate you. I'm just letting you know, I'm not touching Gears of War. I don't.
Now I'm pissed. No, I had to say that. Like how he be saying on Gears.
Seriously. I have no plans.
So Rock Band 2 hit the stores.
Yeah, actually, They had an event at my job, like a big corporate event, and they definitely had Rock Band 2 on the big screen.
Did you get a free
copy?
Was
Nas there?
Nas was not there, but he was supposed to have made a guest appearance. He was going to perform one of the songs from The Who. But,
whatever.
Who's Nas?
Whatever.
Nas who? Nah, but I mean, honestly, the game looks dope. Like, when you actually... See, the thing about Rock Band is this. When you're playing the game, all you're looking at is the little bars coming towards you. But
right.
When you're spectating, you get to actually enjoy the graphics. And, I mean, it looks really dope. Like, it's really, like, really psychedelic. Like, the graphics they have going on in the background, they look really good. But, honestly, I hate the Rock Band guitar. For that reason, I'm going to wait for Guitar Hero, and I don't really give a shit about the graphics in the background when I'm playing the game. So,
hey, you know what they should do?
Ha!
I want to see some George Clinton or some Bootsy Collins on Rock Band or Guitar Hero.
Let me tell you this. Guitar Hero has Michael Jackson. It has... It may have a Prince song.
You gotta have Thriller.
It has Jimi Hendrix.
Voodoo Child.
They have Purple Haze and I think another track. Purple Haze Live and something else. But what I'm saying is, like, Guitar Hero shows love. Rock Band doesn't. And I'm going to wait for Rock Band. I mean, I'm going to wait for Guitar Hero. I'm not messing with Rock Band. Straight up. Y'all don't show us no love.
Yo, did you turn your 360 off?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah, my 360 is still on. I'm about to play Halo.
Okay, I'm turning mine off.
Oh, you getting on Halo? What's good?
Hold up, let me get on Halo too.
You already know what it is.
So, Bungie, speaking of Halo, Bungie, there's so much speculation going on about what they're about to announce. Because they're about to make a big announcement. It's apparently it's supposed to be about a new game they're about to come out with.
I mean, let's keep it real. We all know at E3 they were supposed to announce Halo 4. They didn't.
Which is smart.
Or is it Halo 4, though?
It's going to be Halo.
It won't be Halo.
It won't be Halo. I promise you, it'll be Halo 4.
It won't be Halo.
Okay, so we got one vote for Halo 4, one vote. So Chauncey says no Halo.
No Halo. We're done with Halo.
No, we're not, because they were supposed to announce it at E3. They didn't. So it's about that time.
So, nah.
Yeah, I ain't going with that.
What do you think it's going to be, Chauncey?
I think it's going to be some first-person shooting game that we're going to be like, what the... No, you know what? I'm going to think it's a third-person over-the-shoulder game that has nothing to do with Halo. It's going to be something that we're going to be like, what the hell is they doing? Why didn't we get Halo? And then when we play it, it's like, oh, man, this game is crazy. It's going to be one of those games. It's going to be something different. Completely different from Halo.
But it's going to be Halo.
It's not going to be no damn Halo.
It's going to be Halo! Remember who said it first? Spaceballs. Halo!
Oh, boy.
Four.
So, then, and they're also supposed to drop that, the new map packs or the new title update, apparently. And there's rumors there might be some new maps, some free maps and stuff. There's some hints on their website about what it's going to be. And it just says, keep it clean. And it just says, classified signals archive, open per official request, urban infrastructure, AI, superintendent, Tokyo rules, emergency data corruption, query running, transcript as follows.
Halo 4.
No, Halo 4, dog, I'm telling you.
No, man, tell him, man. Halo 4.
No! Look, the next Halo game that's coming out is Halo Wars, and it's got nothing to do with Master Chief. If it's going to be a Halo game, no Master Chief.
This is all I'm saying. We already know, we already have written evidence that states that at E3, they were supposed to do a trailer for Halo. They took it out of the presentation. Why would they announce that before anything else in a pipeline?
There was supposed to be a new Legend of Zelda game that was supposed to come out. They ain't announced that shit, did they? Hell no, they didn't even have a trailer for it.
Halo.
And so they did a God of War trailer overnight. Yeah. And it was bullshit.
What do you think, Brooke?
I think that... Okay. It's hard to say, man. I think it's going to be... I'm inclined to say it's going to be Halo related. I do think it's going to be Halo related.
Halo, bitch.
I don't think it is. I think they want to bend away from Halo and see how much people really want another Halo. They're going to try.
You
want to
know why
game.
I think it's going to be Halo related?
Why?
Because... If they were going to make a game that was going to be like busting out of the what they've been doing, and it's going to be multi-platform and all that good stuff, which they can possibly do now, they wouldn't let Microsoft hold them back from making that announcement.
Oh.
And they held back the announcement at E3 because Microsoft told them to. So it's obviously going to be a 360 exclusive, and if it's going to be a 360 exclusive, then...
Be Halo.
It most likely will be Halo related.
Halo-ish. Halo-esque.
Yeah. You know, and plus, you know, they're like, Call of Duty is such a big rival to them in terms of like, you know, what people are playing that. I do think that, you know, they're going to want to like officially get the crown, man, before they get rid of their... Before they move on,
let me say something really, really quickly.
Tell them what you mad, son.
Yo, in regard to Halo, like honestly, yo, they are not letting go of that franchise, dude. Halo is so popular, it would be stupid for Microsoft and Bungie to just say, okay, we're only gonna make three of them and call it a day. It's a moneymaker. They're gonna keep making them shits.
Don't ruin it like they did Star Wars.
They're gonna keep. Oh man, I have the full version. That's all I'm saying. I didn't buy it. I did the old school. I borrowed it. I let somebody borrow my Soul Calibur 4.
Yeah, they just updated that game. What the hell is Juggernaut?
Shut your ass up. Oh my gosh, we got these people talking.
Yo, we're here playing Halo 3 and somebody picked the most bullshit room. We're in Rumble Pit?
Yeah.
That's why we're gonna play all these other extra stupid games, man. I can't stand playing this crap.
I'm the goddamn juggernaut, bitch.
I'm beat up this.
So,
beat up. Can we get a landslide like Obama's election? Yes!
That's funny.
So, Star Wars, man. I had the full version. My homeboy played it. I didn't get a chance to play it, but he was like, yo, the storyline is excellent, pretty much. Excellent. It's only about 5 hours worth of gameplay. But, I mean, overall, may not be worth the buy, man.
Oh, really?
It got really mediocre ratings, too. It's been getting sevens.
Yeah, I heard that there's, like, some big glitches where you could get stuck in the wall or, like, crazy glitches and... I heard the storyline is really good, though.
Yeah, the storyline is excellent. And, I mean, the first board you play is Vader, which is always a bonus. But, overall, I haven't had a chance to totally play it, so I'm not going to front like I did. But, right. I mean, nothing is making me want to be like, ooh, I'm picking this up right now.
Yeah, the demo turned me off pretty much. I realized that if I did get it, I'd want to get it on a bargain bin type of situation.
Exactly. You know?
Like, I could wait for that game. Totally wait for that game.
Look behind.
Exactly.
You see that?
Y'all know we're playing.
Brooklyn just killed me.
Every damn for himself.
No, we're playing.
We're not playing.
Oh, we're playing. Slayer. I thought we was playing Team Slayer.
No.
Nah, Brooke don't play Team Slayer. He's not a team player.
Nope, I'm not.
I remember that. Especially last week.
Remember that shit, right?
Right.
Slaughter. Ah! So, Bird.
Right now, I am tied for first.
Yo, what's up with Fable 2? Because we're getting a lot of buzz. Is it really going
to
be that
I've
hot?
I've been trying to tell you. Fable, man. Why do you...
Is it really that true?
Fable's that true. The first one was so, like, promising, but it was so much stuff that wasn't there.
Okay.
And I love Fable, because, like, you know, they had a point where you can have, you know, where you would get married and you can, you know, do it with your wife. But, you know, there's rumors that you can have a kid real well in the game. They took that away. You see that? You see how I had to murk you?
So, they had that deal on, was it
Amazon? Yeah.
Circus City. No, Circus City. It was Dead Rising for $15, right? And I bought it. And I've been playing it a little bit here and there. It's an okay game. It's really not... Like, it's what... I really bought it because there was a lot of hype, like, you know, behind it. And, I mean, it's okay. I guess for $15, I can't complain, you know? But I could see what Talon was saying about how it's so easy to get sidetracked in the game because, like, you're doing one mission and then people are calling you, talking about, this person's stuck here and... You know, so it's kind of like, it's almost too much to do.
Yeah, but you can't lie, man. It is funny. You can just grab a sledgehammer out of the department store and just start fucking people up.
Yeah.
Let me say one thing. Like, I totally enjoy games that have a world about them, but I really don't like games that don't have any kind of linear value.
Right.
Like, where they just, like, you can just explore anything. I can't stand games like that.
Sandbox
just...
games is what they call it.
Yeah, man. I can't stand those shits, man.
Okay, so what about Mario Galaxy?
Ah.
It's Mario, dude.
That's a sandbox.
It is. Because you could go to any world you want at any order.
But it's Mario. I mean, like, it still has every board.
They are numbered, though, at least.
Hold on. Every board still has a linear value, has linear value to it. Every board in Mario, you just play through. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about games where it's like a 3D world where all you're doing is exploring boards. Like, I'm not a big fan of those at all. Them shits are whack to me, straight up. Word. Y'all over here, really into Taylor Swift. True Talon, you're whack.
I thought you was the motherfucking juggernaut.
I'm about to break your ass right now.
So, you know, 5 days left till the day. 5 days left.
Till
Wipeout HD comes out.
Who gives a shit, man?
You know, that's gonna be the shit.
Yeah.
Got your bitch ass.
No one checked for that shit.
What? Are you crazy? It's about to be insane. It's about to be very insane.
Oh my gosh, man. Why am I in the lead like this?
Ain't nobody checking for that shit.
Yo, dude.
No, but I'm getting that Wipeout HD. $20. Yeah. What is that neck card for, though?
What?
That, you know, that card. It comes with, like, that USB cord. Card.
No, that's for the press kits. The press kits come with a USB memory card.
It's oh, what is that for?
Some stuff for the press, dude. It's just for the press. It's just USB a USB drive.
Oh, you lucky chump. Word.
Yeah, it's just a USB drive.
So, you've played the press kit version?
Nah. It's just pictures on the net that I posted on the site on GameMax.com about just, you know, some lucky bastards who got the press kit. We're posting pictures of it. Whatever.
If I'm just fucking raping these guys, because I'm a goddamn juggernaut.
Oops.
Damn. Ah! Killed
you see who's the closest person to me? Got 9 kills. I got 17.
Yeah, all of us got 9 kills.
Besides the killing spree.
I'm trying to think what else is going on in the news that's worthy of mention.
Up. 18 kills. It's muck. I'm still downloading that core. It's taking forever.
Oh, for the SOCOM beta?
Yeah, what's up with that SOCOM beta?
I'm still waiting on it. Oh my gosh. This guy's great, is he? His name is True Talent.
Mega Man 9 comes out this week, too.
Ooh. How much do you think it's going to be, though? You think it's going to be 400 points or the full full 800?
It's going to be $10 on PSN and $10 on Xbox Live.
So what about for the WiiWare, though? Think it's going to be 10 also?
Yeah. I'm not getting that. I'm not getting Mega Man 9. Really? I'm not getting it because I really don't see myself playing through a game that looks that crappy.
Back in the days when I was young, but I didn't get it.
Trust me, I love old school games. Like, I love the nostalgia, but there's
game over.
There's really no reason they needed to make a old school game look like that. They should have did it. They should have refreshed the graphics.
Update. You're a winner. True Talent, 25.
We talked about that last week, though.
Yeah.
So they had some stats that came out on a site about Second Life.
Uh-huh.
And it was like there was only 600,000 people total that used it. And of the 600,000 or something, not even that much, it was only like 50,000 people that were on it.
Yo, honestly, like, I've been on Second Life twice, so I have a membership, but I don't fuck with it like that.
I don't think anybody does, dude. I don't know anybody who fucks with it.
I ain't never done that before in my entire life.
So that's just leading me to the question about PlayStation Home is like, is it really? I don't really think it's going to be a big deal. Like, honestly, I think Sony realizes now that it's not going to be that killer app that they wanted it to be.
It's like that format is cool, you know what I'm saying, in theory. But right. When you actually sit down and fuck with it, it's
you're like why
yo, this
bother?
Is boring.
Yeah.
It gets boring really quickly.
Really. You try to play with this tiger.
Right.
Yeah, bro.
So, yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about Home, too, you know.
At least I can come over and look at your trophies.
So... that new video was released on Major Nelson, Xbox Live's Major Nelson site about, you know, just going through how to make custom avatars for the new Xbox Live experience. What did y'all think?
I didn't watch it.
Oh. Well, okay. I watched it.
I don't want to lose my gamer tag. I mean, not my tag, but my, you know, my pick. You know, I'm posing with my PlayStation, my packed PlayStation. I want that to be shown, you know. How many people you know got custom-made Pac-Man PlayStation?
I think you can still use your custom pictures, though.
Oh, then it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong.
But what do you think about the whole Avatar thing?
I think it's a first and foremost.
Yeah.
But I like the art style of it. So.
Yeah. The art style is decent. It's also gimmicky in a way. It's like.
Yeah, it's a bite. It's a bite.
It's a bite, and they basically did, they just made it better, which is kind of, the person who's biting always has that advantage, though, because they have the opportunity to improve upon the original idea, and I think that's exactly what they're doing.
I don't know about Sony. Look at what they're trying to do. Let's do the trophies. It ruined. I wish since we're talking about that, I wish the trophies was a whole lot better. The trophy system, because, I'm just saying that they bid off the achievement. I'm tired of these trophies, because, like, some of these trophies that you got to get, you got to buy an add-on. I'm like, what?
It's not even that you have to buy an add-on that pisses me off. It's just that it takes forever for you to even see them.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's not enough, not every game have it, which is stupid. It really hurt, I'm like, dog, there's games that I haven't even rent because of that,
Right.
Wow.
I'll be right back. Let me go check and see how my PlayStation 3 doing with that download.
Yeah, yo, did you know Pure got an A on 1UP.com?
Oh, it did?
Yep.
Yeah, man, that game looks great. Like we were saying, man, like, I really would cop that. I think that a bunch of people playing on it would be really fun. Like,
multiplayer
on that would be fun. The jumps, the fact that just the way it runs, it looks pretty. It has that, it feels good. It feels like a real good, fun arcade type game.
Update.
Yeah, it definitely.
We're at 72%.
It definitely has that quality to it. I'm not kicking out $60 for it right now, because I have a bunch of shit to play. But as soon as that shit, I don't know. Maybe I will get it. I don't know. It's definitely worth it though.
What?
Pure.
Pure.
You got an A on 1UP.
Woo! 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 Let me check every other site. It was good, but is it that great? The demo was good.
Yeah, the demo was good, though.
Wow, and IGN just updated their background, their site.
Their site, yeah, they have a new site layout. What do you think about it?
It's better.
It is better, but it looks like every other site.
Yes.
I'll check it out. I'll be the judge of that.
It's like a fake. Oh, that's Spacebar's favorite site.
I actually mess with GameSpot.
Ooh, they have the worst reviews, dude.
Yeah.
I've been checking GameSpot since high school.
Right.
You've been on GameSpot since 88.
You've been reading the worst review. Well, back then they were decent, but
They were videogames.com.
Yeah, GameSpot's reviews are pretty weak.
Oh man, IGN looks like all hip hop.
Ooh. Wow. IGN gave it a 8.6 for Pure.
Yo, IGN gave Wipeout HD like a 7.5. And every other site, the other sites that reviewed it gave it 9s.
Let's check
9s and
me.
Better.
Yo, have y'all heard about the new Wario Land game coming out for the Wii?
Yes. And why do Game Informer look similar to IGN website?
You guys should download that Cold Storage map. It's free,
For what?
Cold Storage for Halo.
I'm in it right now. You shouldn't even tell me that. I'm on it. Sit down at Cold Storage.
Let's see.
Be back after these messages. Pure demo. Game Informer. Tell us what Pure really looking like.
No, I really enjoyed Pure though. Like, I'm not gonna front. Like, it may be a little bit outside of my box, gaming wise, but it's a pretty dope game.
Game Informer gave it 8.5. Replay value moderately high.
I'm tempted to get it.
What?
Pure.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those games where if a bunch of people I know get it, I'll get it. You know.
I'll steal you.
If you get it, Brooke, I'll get it.
When is it out?
Yeah. It's out.
Yeah,
I seen it at the rental place already.
Oh, man.
It's better to rent it before you go buy it.
That's so
good. Everybody's giving it eights. Everybody's giving it 8.5s. The last two sites I seen.
Where'd y'all go? Y'all downloading the maps and something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to grab this Halo map.
Look at all this free shit. Free landfall.
Yeah, y'all need to get all those maps, man. What's wrong with y'all?
Look, you know, I just got back on the Halo. Remember that. Y'all was on it still. I gave up and started achievement whoring.
Such again. A whore.
Look, they need some.
Such a
whore. Okay, what else is cracking in the news?
Oh, we got a new beat?
Yeah, got a lot of beats. BK
beats. That's killer.
So then there's some games that I was like pretty 100% sure I was gonna buy right off the bat that I really fell back on and was like, you know what, maybe I don't really necessarily need to cop all these at once, because really there's a lot of shit that's gonna be coming out.
Yeah.
And Mirror's Edge is one of those games that I think kind of just fell into that maybe I might hold off on a little bit category. I mean, because it looks really good, but there's a really big chance that the gameplay won't be as fun, you know?
I'm not convinced about that gameplay, man. At all.
You a damn lie, man. You was like, man, this shit looked great.
It looked, last week. No, I said it looks really good, but I mean, it still doesn't look like... I don't see anything fun about it. Like, I've seen so many games. Ever since Sega CD, I've seen so many games that look incredible. But when you actually stop and play them, you're like... Whoa, this is kind of whack.
Right, right. The concept was good, but it didn't live up to the concept. Right. Well, a lot of the previews that I've read and saw, like, no one has said anything really bad about it. Everyone's pretty... who's played, like, sections of the game at E3 and all that stuff have, like, raved about how unique and fun it is. So, you know? But there's just a lot of shit. Like, Prince of Persia...
Mm-hmm.
That's the release date is like December 3rd or something like that now. Official date. That's another game. There's going to be so much shit coming out that I realize that I don't necessarily need to buy all this shit at once, you know?
Don't. Seriously, don't. And like I said, I only cop like one or two adventure games at a time because I'm not going to play them shit straight through.
Right.
I'm getting Tomb Raider and I'm going to probably get Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead. Because Left 4 Dead is like a pick up and play Halo type experience.
Exactly.
My zombies paced.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get Resident Evil also. I'll probably get those three: Tomb Raider, Left 4 Dead, and Resident Evil 5. That's it. I'm not getting nothing else.
Right.
Hey, I'm getting that Prince of Persia, man. I'm getting that. I'm getting that. You already know I'm getting that Chrono Trigger for the DS. And then there ain't nothing for PlayStation that really attract me though. You know. They do it every year when I be like, oh, it's coming on PlayStation or it's coming on the 360.
Dude, there's Killzone 2.
No, that's coming out next year.
Nah, isn't it coming out December?
No, nah, they pushed it back.
Oh, really?
There's a Resident Evil 2. I mean, Resistance 2.
Oh. Resistance 2 I'm kind of nervous about.
Man, that Pooh Brown. You ain't even got Resistance 1.
Right.
So that's you definitely might fall back on that one.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
It's like you either Resistance or you're Halo.
I got both. And I do like Resistance, but you know what's funny?
What?
If you notice, Brooklyn, I have not played Resistance in the longest time.
That's true.
Because you have Halo.
Yeah.
I think Killzone looks more fun to me than Resistance 2.
Killzone in my eye. Look, okay.
Killzone
okay.
2.
I played the first Killzone. I got the first Killzone at the house. Oh my gosh, I hated that shit so bad. Because, you know, when they announced Killzone 2, I'm like, oh, I heard this and this and that about Killzone. My boy's talking about Killzone is great. and this is when, you know, when Killzone came out, Halo 2 came out, and Metroid Prime 2 came out.
Right.
And he was like, Killzone is the best of all three of them. And he had all three of them. And I'm like, oh, for real? So, you know, I finally got Killzone some years later, and I'm playing. I'm like, this shit really sucks.
Okay. Yeah, but we're talking about part two, which is on a whole different system. I don't know. The E3 trailers I saw looked really good.
I want gameplay, damn it. I don't want to see no damn trailers no more. I'm tired of trailers.
That's true.
I want to see gameplay.
Agreed.
Yeah, but
that's how they get us every time.
No, but at E3, they ran through some of the game, though. The dude ran through, like, part of a whole level up to the boss. And that shit looked crazy. It was that big monster that was, like, as tall. It looked kind of like, what's that movie, man? Cloverfield.
Ghostbusters.
No, like Cloverfield. How was that big monster and the dude ran up the building and was shooting at the monster? That should look pretty hype to me. I don't know. You know, that's just me. But that looked pretty hot. It's kind of similar to Gears of War 2 and how in that demo, the dude is fighting is going through the building to get to this monster that's like as tall as the building.
Yeah.
They both of those two hands-on or the sections of the game they went through at E3 were very similar in structure and what you were doing. I guess that's the new thing. I guess a bunch of these these game directors all saw Cloverfield and was like, yes, that's what we're going to put. You know what I'm saying? Because really, two big games have the same element in it, you know.
One thing I wanted on the first Gears of War was, like, you know, fight that monster at the beginning of the game. You know, you run into the helicopter, and then that thing comes out, and you don't fight it. But then it came out on a PC where you can fight. I'm like, what the fuck, you know? I'm like, I want to shoot that thing down. And then they're going to show it on Gears 2. When they were shooting it down, then they hop on that big old monster, and like, what are we going to do? We're going to ride it.
Did you get Cold Storage yet?
I am downloading Cold Storage and I'm downloading Landfall first.
What's Landfall?
It was free.
That's a movie.
Oh, yeah, Landfall is a movie, dude. You should get rid of that.
Man, they set me up for failure. Ain't that some shit? I'm trying to whoop, man. I'm gonna beat their ass.
Yeah.
So, I was watching the new One Up Yours. Is it One Up Yours? No, the One Up Show. And they had a little segment on Bionic Commando, the 3D one, and they had the multiplayer on that. It looked pretty cool, man. So it's basically like, you know, a section with buildings, and you guys just is kind of like multiplayer-ish where you run and gun, you know, you get pick up weapons, you swing, and you could, you know, it's like typical multiplayer.
I'm surprised that, hey, Space, you download any demos this week? Because you like the demo guy, for real, no lie, man.
I downloaded, let's see, I downloaded some of the real casual games. Like, I downloaded this Domino game.
Oh,
I downloaded
Big Sixes.
Yeah, I know, right? Nah, but yo, the domino game is dope because you can play any kind of domino you want, and you can slam the dominoes, and it makes your controller vibrate.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm...
So, anybody who's trying to fuck with the domino game, let me know. I will get the full version, and we can get it on.
Is that on 360?
Yes, it's on Xbox
Live. You know what I'm about to do? How much does it cost?
I think it's like $8. Eight game.
Oh, you know I'm at $520.
Yo, man, you're not too far from Domino's, dude. And if y'all really want to get it on, I will throw on some West Coast music and we can make it happen.
Backyard boogie, 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 boogie.
Straight up, man. The Domino game is actually pretty damn dope, man. I came in front.
I seen it says 8 points.
8 points, right?
Yeah.
Yo, download the demo because you can play like different types of dominoes. Because, you know, everybody play dominoes differently. They have every single type of dominoes you could think of. Like, I can play this version, I can play straight, I can count, I can play off the fives, I can play off the spinner, all of that.
Wow.
So, word. definitely played that. What else did I download recently? I played. It had like, they have like two dodgeball games out. They have that Pirates versus Ninjas, and then there's like a more like classic arcadey dodgeball game. I wasn't really feeling either one, honestly.
Yeah. Did the classic arcade one had a fat kid that had all the power but couldn't move?
Nah, it looks like Asteroids almost, but then like each of the little alien dudes are throwing balls at each other. It's kind of whack. It's really whack, man. Honestly, it's not worth anyone's time. No humans.
Hold on 1 second. Let me go see what's up with this quarter download. Last time I checked, it was at 72%. Okay, Sony, I'm going to tell y'all straight up, Sony. What y'all need to do is start feeding. Give us more stuff. Feed it to me, because I'm at 80%. This sucks. I'm trying to beta test this stuff before we can talk about it on the show.
Yeah, that's how PSN is slow like that, dude.
All right.
PSN is slower than Xbox in downloading stuff, but, like, BA will never admit it.
Oh man, he will never admit none of that.
He's like, what? Play your PSN is just as good as Xbox Live and it's free. Like, dude, but it's slow as fuck.
And it takes forever for patches on games. It's annoying. It's stupid. You know, remember, in the world they say, everything that's free is not always good.
Right.
Agreed.
Oh, Halo. Then let me join in. Okay, for y'all guys, the last Halo game, I just won it. I won it. I'm a monster.
You alright?
I thought Space was going to hand me down, but really, he was nowhere close by me.
Oh, whatever.
Fuck, you was nowhere near me. You died was the reason why I won it, too. I killed you last.
No, you didn't. That wasn't me, dude. It wasn't me.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Yeah, there you go.
It wasn't me.
Stop fronting. Stop trying to look big for the audience. Because it wasn't me. It wasn't
me. He's on stage one denial.
Oops.
Oh! Going out, motherfucker. We're over here playing Cold, what is this shit called?
Cold Storage.
Okay.
Cold Storage. And, yeah.
How do you play? What is up with this point system?
What do you mean?
I see 5 points already.
Because we've been playing while you've been doing downloading. Oh.
Get out of here, Talon.
Yeah, that. Oh, y'all guys. He just died.
So, I'm trying to think, what else?
What else is in the
what
news?
What else needs to be talked about? What do y'all been playing?
PlayStation need to hurry they shit up. Fix they shit.
We've pretty
that
much
was just ugly.
I haven't. What have I been playing? Bionic Commando Rearm, dude. I'm at the last board, and this shit is just kicking me in the ass, man. Like, there's this part where you gotta do this jump. It's like a corridor, and you gotta get it just right. And then after I pass that part, you think that's the last part before you get to the last master?
Wrong.
And it's not. And it fucks with you. And it's like, so I've been trying to beat that. This past week, I haven't really been playing that many games. I've been playing some HD Remix a little bit.
Stuck your bitch ass.
Halo. I stuck myself.
You stuck, Brooke. I mean, oh, damn it, Brooke.
Like I said, I've been playing, I got the Sports Unleashed, but I haven't even been drawn to play it like that. Like, after my homeboy played it, it was kind of like, whatever.
So you watched him beat it?
I watched him get stuck. And then reach a point where he was just like, yo, man, forget it, man.
Oh, so he never beat it?
Nope.
Oh man, that was just great, wasn't it?
Never beat it.
Double kill.
Damn.
You messing with a monster?
Never beat it, man. There you go. Good night.
Oh, man. Killing spree.
I mean, I think we touched on everything that's in the news right now.
Yeah, for real. It really hasn't been that much of a week,
yeah, it's not
really
that much right now. I mean, once the holiday season revs up, it's going to be a lot more to talk about.
They revealed the Tatsunoko vs. Capcom for Wii screens.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely get that.
For the Wii?
Yeah, because I have an arcade stick.
Well, dude, but if it ever comes out in the States, though, that's the thing. It might not ever come out in the States.
Oh, what a bunch of bums.
You know what I'm saying? You might have to import it, and then if you import it, you might have... I mean, you can... The PS3 is like the only system that's like real import friendly.
Yeah.
So it's region code? It's region free? Oh my gosh, you can't lie. I just Jose Canseco'd you from third to first. Yeah. I mean, from left field to first. That was just great.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. Who knows when, you know, unless you're planning to go through length to like make it work on your system.
I'm not.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Fuck. Oh?
Hello.
And the screens that they did show didn't look as good as the arcade, but big surprise, it's the Wii, right?
Exactly. Oof. What do you expect?
Oh my gosh!
What do you honestly expect?
That is the Wii.
Right. Oh. So,
I mean, that's about...
That's about it, dude.
That's
really
about it. Besides me not being able to do the...
shortest podcast ever.
Yeah. I couldn't even beta test the... Man, I wanted to beta test that game so bad during the podcast.
Weak connection.
PSN loses. So next week is going to be fun though, because I will have full...
You will have the beta. You should get the beta also, you know?
Yeah, I think I will. SOCOM?
Yeah, SOCOM.
That's the game
June
that's coming out
issue.
With the... It's coming with the headset, right? You can buy the headset bundle for $60. Which is a pretty fucking sweet deal, actually.
You're only spending really $10 for a headset.
Right.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, $10 for a headset, a good one at that, an official Sony joint.
Just please don't let it be like the, like you said, that one for
The Metal Gear Solid 4 one, which was craptastic.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of SOCOM, honestly, but I mean,
I never really played any SOCOMs.
SOCOM was pretty fun. Only thing I hate about SOCOM is like, it was like paper mache.
What do you mean?
You know, like, if you be running, and then, like, the screen, your guy don't be moving, really. The screen just go left and right. It looks horrible, you know, like, graphic-wise, but it was so fun because there was so many people to play with. Everybody was playing it when I was playing it.
Yeah, that just happened. That just happened to you too, buddy.
And you know what? You was in a huge lead, and I came out of nowhere to come close back.
Dude, it's 23-15.
What did you look? Yo's already had a started game. Yeah, digs.
Damn.
So let it be known, dude.
Then I'm a monster.
Right. We might as well close this podcast out, because
this is gonna be a
short week.
Yep. Yeah. It was a really short week. All right,
fellas, any shout-outs?
Shout-out to Scat. get on the headset. Your dicks, you know, we've been waiting forever. You can talk to me on PlayStation, but you can't talk to me. You can talk to me on Halo, but you can't talk to me on the fucking podcast. We need that UK love. We don't want that offer.
Word.
We need that mod over here so we can laugh at you.
I just
want to
say, Thursday, 25th, Wipeout HD. That's what's up.
No one cares.
You know where I'll be on that. That's right. Spacebar still hating.
Always.
Still getting hit with 4-hit supers in Turbo HD.
Whatever, dude. That's what I'm here for.
Yes.
Hey. Bye.